that bow again.
Now, obviously, it would make sense to me that when Danny went to see the Wills Band at the Trianon, that he went to see Benny, and then Benny would have introduced him to Wills. Knowing Danny, he probably said, gee, I'd love to play in your band. And so the same thing happened again. Well, you're hired. Danny had only been playing in dance bands and told me that he was a bit intimidated by having to read a lot of charts and all that kind of stuff, even though he could do it. I think that was a big step up for him from what he had been doing. Danny had recorded one vocal, Home in San Antone.
And Danny, how about you? Let's hear you sing. Traveled o'er the country on my merry way.
And if you're out there and just ignore Bob, you know, singing like that, you like that. I got warned with the guy, old guy, that says, when you go up to Mike to sing, you sing half to the crowd and half to Bob. The reason being, Bob would say it, you know, by hollering and Danny, old boy, you know. He could do it, so. And then when you go up to the mic to sing, you didn't go up to the mic and sing like that. Bob always stood there, so here's the mic, boy. And you sang like this, and Bob was like this. But you'd, you know, kind of put it on a little bit with Bob. And he wanted to be a part of it, you know. That's what you did. You sold yourself to Bob, and Bob sold you out front by hollering, you know. He stayed out of your way, except when he hollered. But it looked good, showed well, you know. Like, in other words, like he was presenting you.
Come in, Danny, come in. Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care.
No.
Haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire.
Tell me.
I still have my home in San Antone.
Good old San Antone.
When I greet my neighbor with a how you all,
yeah.
I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne.
Uh-huh.
You can have your mansion or a cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antone.
That bow again for the McCullough. The last word is still on Jody. Come on, boy, fiddle.
Traveled o'er the country on my merry way.
Yeah.
Been in crowds and felt I was alone.
Oh.
When I feel like bragging, I just up and say,
uh-huh.
I'm a native son of San Antone.
Way down in Texas, huh?
There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo.
Yeah.
Someday she's gonna be my very own.
Oh, your own.
And we'll buy a high chair.
Two high
in
chairs.
A year or so.
Yeah.
For our little home in San Antone.
So Danny had joined the Navy during World War II, and he was on a ship in the Pacific, and this thing came on the radio, and he was sitting with all these guys, and he says, hey, that's me on the record. And they said, oh, no, come on, man. It's not. No. Danny's like, really, it is me. And they're like, nah, you're making that stuff up, you know. But he had no idea that the record had come out, so that was the first time he'd heard it since he had recorded it.